نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Indeed, all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Him from the evil of our souls and from the sins of our actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is His final messenger and servant. May the blessings and salutations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him, his family, his household, his companions, and all of those who follow him in goodness. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. He says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, be conscious of Allah as He deserves to be. Have the taqwa of Allah that He deserves, and do not die except in a state of submission, except as Muslims. My brothers and sisters, imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created us without any family members, no parents, no children, no grandparents, no relatives, no blood relations, no one to care for us, only strangers. And imagine what life would be like and what the world would be like if we found ourselves in that state, in that situation as children. But tragically, this is the reality for many children in Gaza right now. Children make up nearly half of the population of Gaza, half of the 2.3 million people that are stuck there. More than 11,000 are minors, they're under 18. More than 11,000 under 18 minors have been killed, according to health officials. And even more have sustained injuries, many of them life-altering. The Euro-Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor says that more than 24,000 children have lost one or both parents. And UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, says that its biggest concern is for the estimated 19,000 children who are orphaned or have ended up alone with no adult to look after them. Many of the children have been found under the rubble or have lost their parents in bombings of their homes. Others have been found at Israeli checkpoints, in hospitals, or wandering the streets. Some are too young to even share their names. The older ones are usually in a state of shock, so it can be extremely difficult to identify them and reunite them with their extended families, if there are any left. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the children of Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant these children His special mercy and protection. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. My brothers and sisters, having our family members around us, having family, is an incredible blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing that we often do not value, as is the case with many blessings. perhaps even most blessings, that we only realize its value once it is taken away from us. Otherwise, we take it for granted, or perhaps even see it as a burden or a problem. Too many times, my brothers and sisters, our egos, greed, distractions get in the way of our family relationships. Maintaining these relationships is critical for the well-being of our children, the well-being of our youth, our collective well-being, so that we have peaceful and stable homes, so that we are all loved and cared for, so that we are all able to live the best version of ourselves. If we have this, my brothers and sisters, we will have a stable community and a peaceful society, inshallah. Because healthy families are the building blocks of society. Otherwise, the problems and challenges that we see in society will continue to get worse and worse. Of course, there can be many different challenges and struggles, and things are not always easy. There can be various types of stressors, trauma. Sometimes there is intergenerational trauma. There can be illnesses and other types of challenges. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for everyone who is struggling. Ameen. There are two fundamentals, my brothers and sisters, that I'd like to share that have to do with the family. One has to do with our minds, with our attitudes. The second one has to do with our heart. Consider them the two T's of healthy families: teamwork and taqwa. Teamwork and taqwa. A family is one team, and the team members, especially the leader, need to make things work. This has to do with our attitude. This has to do with how we perceive and we look at our families. Families are not meant to be competition between family members, but rather they are meant to be teams, which require teamwork. A few ingredients that can help in any team, but especially in our families. Firstly, my brothers and sisters, gentleness and not harshness. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of examples, the best of models, and he was not harsh. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not harsh. He was gentle. And he commanded Aisha radiallahu anha by saying, "Ya Aisha, urfuqi, fa inna Allah idha arada bi ahli baytin khayran, adkhala alayhim al-rifq." That verily, first of all, he said, "Ya Aisha, O Aisha, be gentle. Practice gentleness. Have rifq. Verily, when Allah loves the people of a household, He allows gentleness to enter with them." But this is something, my brothers and sisters, we need to strive for. We need to practice, we need to model. Right? We can't be taking a harsh approach, always being harsh and angry, and then expecting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless our homes with gentleness. Right? Yes, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to whom He wills. But we have to play our part, and we have to show that we are deserving. So be gentle, do not be harsh. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, communication through words and deeds. Communication through words and deeds. Love, mercy, care. These are the essential ingredients that need to exist in a successful household, in a successful family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought husband and wife together with what? Mawadda and rahmah. Love and mercy, care, affection. These things need to exist, and they also need to be communicated as well. Gratefulness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized the importance of being grateful to one another. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also to one another. Having respect. And when things go wrong, we make a mistake, or we offend someone, having remorse, being able to apologize and to say sorry. Communication through words and through actions. Words without actions are meaningless. Words without actions are meaningless. When someone says something but they do the opposite, it doesn't mean anything. And actions without words can be misunderstood. Can be misunderstood. So you say it and you do it. You do both things. So communication, my brothers and sisters, essential for keeping the team together and working together in harmony. Number three, my brothers and sisters, spending time. Spending time with one another. You know, you can spend money, and it's good. If you have the right intention, it will count as sadaqah, inshaAllah. Spend money on your family, it will count as sadaqah, inshaAllah. But money is not the answer to everything. Time is required. If you put money, but you don't give time, that will be noticed. That will be remembered. And yes, we can be busy. We have many things to take care of. But our families have a right upon us. Right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqi wa an yunsa'a lahu fi athari falyasil rahimah. That if a person would like his rizq to be abundant and for his lifespan to be extended, let him uphold his ties of kinship. Now I ask you, upholding the ties of kinship, how does that happen? Does that happen automatically? No, it requires some effort. It requires time. It requires energy. It requires care and concern. So give time. Spend money, but also give time. And if you do it with the right intention, inshaAllah, you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this hadith is referring to silatul rahm, the ties of kinship, which includes, of course, first and foremost, your parents, your children, your grandparents, your uncles, your aunts, your blood relatives, right, your siblings, of course. But it doesn't include the spouse. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also has told us, he's instructing Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, and he told him that your eyes have a right upon you. وَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Your body has a right upon you. And your wife, your spouse also has a right upon you. People have rights. Our family members have rights upon us. Brothers and sisters, let us honor those rights. Make sure that we fulfill them. So that's the first part. The first T. Teamwork. All of these things go towards building a strong family team. The second thing, my brothers and sisters, most importantly, is taqwa. See, when a person has their nikah done, the first ayah that is recited as part of the nikah, the khutbah. Do people remember? They're so happy at that time, maybe they don't remember. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. O humanity, O people, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a single soul. And from it he created its mate. And through both he spread countless men and women. But the first injunction, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. The first injunction is to have taqwa. If you try to manage your family, my brothers and sisters, with the absence of taqwa, it's going to be very difficult. Because there's no one policing the family at all times. But if we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is policing us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching our interactions. No matter if we are within the confines of our home and nobody else can hear, we will remember that we are accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the qualities of the people of taqwa. A number of places in the Quran he does. But in particular, I'd like to highlight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people of taqwa, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are those who donate, who give in prosperity and adversity, and there are those who control their anger and pardon others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good doers of good. My brothers and sisters, forgive one another. If you are a person of taqwa, if you want to be a family of taqwa, You have to forgive one another. Have forgiveness towards one another. Don't hold on to everything. Let go. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Irhamu turhamu, waghfiru yaghfirullahu lakum." Be merciful to others, you will receive mercy. Forgive others, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Control anger. This is one of the greatest sources of trouble. It's harmful for teamwork anyways, but it is also not from the qualities of the people of taqwa, to not be able to control your anger. So restrain your anger. Control your anger, as it is said in one narration about the people, that indeed the best of them is slow to anger, quick to recover. Indeed, the worst of them is quick to anger and slow to recover. And the best, my brothers and sisters, is when we bring the two T's together. When we have teamwork based on taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The believers, both men and women, are awliya, are supporters, are guardians for one another. What do they do? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the believers, both men and women, are guardians and supporters of one another. They encourage good and forbid evil. They establish prayer and pay zakat. And they obey Allah and His Messenger. And it is they who will be shown Allah's mercy. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. If you want your team to be blessed with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa and work together for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to all of our brothers and sisters, especially children who are without families, particularly in Gaza and elsewhere around the world. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who value our family members, our family relations. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who build peace in their homes. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.